Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The Bowerly and Bellavia program brought to you by Publishers Clearinghouse. Hey, WBEN listeners, Publishers Clearinghouse is giving away $5,000 a week forever on February 28th. $5,000 a week for life for you, then $5,000 a week for a loved one. Go to pch.com right now for your chance to win. Entries due February 25th. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. And it is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. So in the state of Arizona, the state is considering, there's legislation that is pending in the Arizona legislature demanding DNA, and of course people would have to pay for their own DNA testing from people in various fields, such as real estate, such as people who want to volunteer at their kids' school or work with youths. Yes or no? Would you turn over your DNA or would you simply quit volunteering? I mean, if you are coaching kids hockey, let's say. Wait, do they have hockey in Arizona? Okay.
If you were
volunteering to help roadrunner chasing, there we go, roadrunner chasing, and teaching little kids how to chase a roadrunner properly, you would have to turn over your DNA and a check for $250 to the state of Arizona, which doesn't seem right to me. The other issue here is mugshots, and I happen to agree with Governor Cuomo on this issue that And Governor Cuomo can only issue edicts as far as the state agencies are concerned. He does not have the authority over local departments. But I could never understand for the life of me why we have this presumption of innocence in society when it comes to somebody who is arrested for a crime, right? And yet, even though somebody may very well be innocent and legally is presumed to be innocent, the police release the person's mugshot, which, David, will follow and haunt them for the duration of their lives, as we talked about before.
Well, especially their hair, how they're smiling. I mean, again, we learned from the kids at Covington High School how a smirk can be determined by so many of the unwashed masses, but you know, what do you smile for a mugshot? Do you frown? Do you look, you know, the argument is that if you're unjustly, if you're gonna say that you're not guilty and that the everything was, the charges are trumped up and none of them are substantiated, and that you're gonna fight your case, then you should have been outraged during your mugshot. Right.
Yep.
And as you see from the Lancaster principal from an elementary school that just was alleged to have been drunk while she was driving, that is the look of someone who looks, well, you can make your own determination, but that's definitely not a happy mugshot. You should never smiling. You know, I'll give you a good example. When Chris Collins was arrested for insider trading, no one has seen that mugshot. You know, so sometimes depending on, you know, and the argument was the guy was going for re-election. What do you think they would have done with that mugshot of Chris Collins? They would have used it in every ad. And Mr. Collins is innocent until proven guilty like every other American citizen. But the idea that his mugshot can be used in a campaign commercial against him, well, that's not fair. Right?
No, it is not.
So they held that mugshot. Now, Tom DeLay, he got no such consideration whatsoever. And that was used everywhere. And to this day, when Tom DeLay, if Tom DeLay was in his basement and he discovered that cancer can be defeated by injecting measles with 409, you know, detergent spray, Tom DeLay's photo in CNN would be the mugshot. It wouldn't matter what he did with his life. That mugshot is the definition of him.
Right. Absolutely. And I don't think it's right. You guys agree or disagree that unless somebody is convicted or there is some abiding or clear law enforcement reason to release somebody's mugshot, like maybe they escaped and they're trying to figure out where he is, that mugshots should not be released unless and until somebody is actually duly convicted in a court of law? Yes or no? Because I believe that. I believe that for quite some time. It was good of Governor Cuomo to come along to my way of thinking.
Well, Governor Cuomo is doing this because of illegal immigration. That's why Cuomo is doing this. But, you know, again, sometimes even the blind squirrel will find whatever
squirrel.
He buried. I've always thought that the mugshot was, it can be weaponized depending on who you are and what you've done. And the other thing is that it never goes away. We just heard a commercial on the program for reputation protection software and people that will try to protect your reputation from something bad on the internet. You get a shoplifter charge when you're, you know, 22 years old. That'll come up. If 15 papers print it, that's what's coming up. Well, here's the reality. The photo that is connected with that. Now, do we go to newspapers? Right now, the media could get together and say, we have a policy where we don't put a mugshot in the paper until there's a conviction. Well, here's the reality. If they don't get the mugshot, you know what they're going to get? They're going to get you walking into court like Robert De Niro holding up two New York Times newspapers over his head because he doesn't want to be seen leaving divorce court.
Right.
Robert De Niro has every right to not show his face if he doesn't want to show his face. He can wear a burqa, he can wear a ski mask, he can do whatever he wants to do. But if you don't use the mugshot, people are going to want an image of you. They want to see shame. There's a part of our society that loves to see people at their lowest, and they're going to find a way to get a camera in the courtroom and show you on television so they have some photo of you know, Paul Manafort looking like he literally was
dragged out of bed at 3 a.m.
Paul Manafort looks like a homeless guy in that photo that they use constantly.
So the question, well, actually, let's give you the telephone numbers if you want to chime in on this. 803-0930. That's 803-0930. *930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. And the overriding issue here, the overriding question is privacy dead in 2019? Is the idea that anything anymore is a secret dead in 2019? And frankly, many of you, and myself included, make it easy to have your privacy violated because, you know, we sign up for things like Facebook. We sign up for things like Twitter. But in particular, Facebook, I mean, you know, they don't really care where you went to high school. They're looking for ways to make money off you. They don't really care about your past employers. They're looking for ways to make money off you. They don't care about you. Facebook is a giant data collection outfit. That's what they do, and they do it in the guise of Facebook and socializing and getting together with your friends, and a lot of us fall for it, hook, line, and sinker.
Well, Facebook is, you know, we could go off on a whole 3-hour show on Facebook, but I think the future is that if you're a startup company and you're going to use, you know, people to this day, my mother, God bless her, loves Facebook. She has no concept of, you know, the timeline and the fact that if you put up 7 consecutive articles and you were like, wow, no one really cared about my photos of me in Paris. Well, that's because you put them up within 2 minutes of each other. And there's
right.
an algorithm that throws out that people use Facebook all the time to determine, you know, what people like and what they don't like, depending on, you know, no one likes pictures of my kids. Well, that's not true. You put up an article of Donald Trump, that puts you in another algorithm. Right now, Jussie Smollett stories, if you, you know, uploaded an article on Jussie Smollett in Chicago with the fake hate crime, you're automatically put into an algorithm that now, you know, these are insensitive. These are whatever. You've got a
insensitive because you're telling the truth about a guy who lied about being attacked because he was gay and black.
Because there's an algorithm out there that is geared towards being, you know, people that are insensitive or people that, you know, how do people get banned from Twitter? Everyone assumes that, you know, Twitter runs around and they hate conservatives. Well, the reality is that if you understand the way the banning process works, you can manipulate it by, you know, posting someone as flagrant, offensive, and so many of those get logged and registered, and they freeze the account. And then a real human looks at it and determines whether or not you were obnoxious or disrespectful or said something that you shouldn't have said. But now that AI is doing all of this, and now that artificial intelligence is doing all of it, you know, you when you talk about DNA, you talk about these photos. There was a, I don't know if you've seen the articles, but there were artificial intelligence fake photographs that were put out there where they just took an amalgam of five different people's facial features and put a photo out there. In the old days, those apps, they looked photoshopped and horrible. But now they're asking people, here are 10 photos. Which is the real person and which are the other nine photographs were actually just constructed randomly by a computer? You can't differentiate. You don't know what's who's who and what's what. And there's now, you know, there's industries like pornography. There's industries like Hollywood that are using deceased actors. Actors who are dead have to put in their will, don't use my image in a movie without paying so-and-so, because it doesn't matter if you're dead. It doesn't matter if you actually weren't at a place that you thought you were. Right. In the future, they could just take a photo, throw it on a body, and this is you. And you're walking around in a crime scene. You're, you know, doing something that you didn't do. Is that protected speech? Is that something that, you know, we have to be concerned about? But technology's catching up. And to me, the old-fashioned mugshot in the digital era, there used to be a time where you had to go to the post office to see a mugshot. You had to go to
the wanted pictures.
Yeah, now it's everywhere. They used to be drawn. You know, you would look at a wanted photo in
identikits.
1870, you'd go to the post office and be like, well, that picture of Jesse James looks just like, you know,
they all look the same. They all had the cowboy hat, the mustache, and the long hair.
The dark, yeah, exactly.
And the gaunt face.
But now, you see that art form is gone. The folks that can, you know, listen to the description of an assailant and draw a picture that looks somewhat, you know, some of them are spot on. You know, the most famous one is the Unabomber. That photo that if you watch the Netflix special, you find out that photo is actually not the Unabomber. It was a guy that was, I think it was someone that he saw that day that he went to high school with the glasses on.
Right.
And it matches that description, but the original photo of the Unabomber that they took right after he saw the place the bomb in the parking lot is one that looks just like Ted Kaczynski. The other one sort of looks like, a guy from Baywatch there. It looks like David Hasselhoff with the...
are we losing, or have we, is the war on privacy already lost as far as you're concerned? And to what degree are you personally responsible by willingly and voluntarily giving up so much of your personal information to sites like Facebook and, you know, just hitting the allow button without reading anything?
Absolutely.
I mean, how many times have you hit the allow button on an app you've installed and you have no idea what the hell you've just authorized somebody to do to your electronic device?
Can I make phone calls? Can I look at your pictures? Can I make transactions? Can I transfer money between accounts? You know, yes, please. I've got to play Tetris. This has to happen now.
Now, Nick Mason did not write this song, but he played drums on this song. And caller number 9 at 644-9875 wins tickets to see Nick Mason of The Pink Floyd. I like saying The Pink Floyd because that's how I think Dick Clark introduced them in their very famous TV appearance where they talked about their love for cheeseburgers in the United States. Our on-air telephone number is 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Have we surrendered our privacy? Would you turn over your DNA to the government and actually pay a price to do it? $250, that's what they're talking about in the state of Arizona. And in New York State, there is a conversation that is going on over mugshots and whether or not mugshots ought to be made available to the public before anybody is convicted of a crime. And frankly, I hate to say this, and I never thought these words would ever leave my mouth, but I actually agree with Governor Cuomo about this. I agree with Governor Cuomo that the state police or state agencies should not release mugshots of anybody until and unless they are convicted, unless there is a compelling law enforcement interest in releasing those mugshots. Case in point, the escaped inmates from Dannemora. Remember that story? I mean, it's already a TV movie. So, obviously...
Well, to me, though, that's... Here's the issue, though. With those guys, they've already been convicted, right?
But not of escape.
Right, but I'm saying that they've been convicted of a crime when we're looking for these guys that were in prison and they were convicted of a crime. But the other thing that ties into this is the New York court that has just ruled that a police body camera is now open to a FOIA disclosure under state law. So right now, an appellate division has decided that if you get busted for, you know, a police body camera shows up to your home for a domestic, no one's arrested. No one has been brought to charges. There is no mugshot. But now someone can FOIA request the body cam footage of the officer that showed up to question you on something he did not arrest you for.
Right.
And now that's public domain. So it doesn't even matter about the mugshot. You could have, you know, maybe we all should be like Jussie Smollett and say, please turn off your camera before you come in my apartment.
But that is what Jussie Smollett did when the police came in.
And they obliged. But when it comes to anyone else... whether or not that should be open to public FOIA requests, I don't know. That's ridiculous, too, because in this circumstance, we're saying a mugshot could be released if, you know, you're a danger to the public or you've already been convicted of something. A guy could show up at your – they could question you for anything. You're out, you know, on night of the town, or maybe you're with a person you don't want the world to know, or maybe you're, you know, saying you're off work because you're sick and yet you're at a concert or something. I mean, there's a lot of things that could jam you up that someone could FOIA request and put your business out there.
And it is 25 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Lines are open for you at 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. You are with Bowerly and Bellavia. You see any traffic issues that we're not talking about but should be, you make sure to text Alan at 30930, and text Alan at the WBEN traffic text board. Bowerly and Bellavia, News Radio 930 WBEN. Is privacy gone? Arizona considering a bill that would make certain people turn over their DNA and have it tested. People, for example, who are teachers, real estate agents. I meant realtors. Thank you very much. They get very touchy about that, as you might imagine, just like I get touchy about being called a disc jockey instead of a radio talk show host. And in New York State, our governor, and I actually agree with Cuomo on this, so the pig just did fly by the window. Our governor is suggesting that we not release at the state level mugshot pictures of people unless they are convicted. And in that, this society operates on the presumption that you are innocent until and unless you are proven guilty in a court of law. I have for a long time wondered why we released mugshots of people who are simply accused of a crime without being convicted of a crime, unless there is some compelling law enforcement reason to do so. By the way, in New York State, if you didn't hear me say it earlier, local departments can still do whatever they would want, but under Cuomo's plan, it would affect like the New York State Police, it would affect the New York State DOC, Department of Corrections, etc. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And Ken, calling from Western New York, oddly enough. Ken, are we, or have we already lost our privacy?
I'm with you. Hello?
Yes, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about this DNA and the slippery slope that it seems to be on of the collection of that. Apparently there was a big case in Texas about the newborn babies' blood and DNA samples being collected and
right.
stored in a global database. Another issue involved with this kind of, you know, is the possible patenting of the DNA, which would mean companies would own various parts of your body and chromosomes, and then would later on, the only way that you could have access would be to pay them so that you could have access to something that involved treating your body medically, because they now own a part of your body. Do you see what I'm saying?
Keep going.
And the third one was, and maybe David knows something about this, in the military, apparently they're looking to create drones that can target individuals by their DNA, and they would be able to hover and locate a person by their DNA, and then launch a missile if necessary and kill that individual.
Well, I'm not well versed on you know, the newest thing that's coming out of the pipe, but I do know the facial recognition software does exactly that, where it finds,
right,
you know, this is a match at 99% certainty. And then the other thing is that, you know, we go and a lot of these special operatives will go and say, hey, you know, let's get vaccinations, let's give free dentistry to everyone. And then they go and sample an entire village and keep that DNA. And then when, you know, that's how we found bin Laden. We were able to quickly find out that this guy was who we thought he was because of his relatives that had given vaccinations and inoculations. And we were able to take that blood and say, you know, any older guy over the age of 50, it's a pretty good chance that that's Osama bin Laden. So that stuff. But wouldn't it be something, though, if you could send a cruise missile and it went right towards that DNA? I mean, that would be nuts. It would, you know.
That almost strikes me as being impossible.
Well, who knows what's possible and what's impossible with research and development in the Department of Defense, but it would be pretty cool. And the other thing would be like, you know, it would be a great science fiction film to be like, you know, the cruise missile is still, he has no DNA. He's part lizard. You know, that's how you would determine who's
ought to be an easy target then.
Yeah, right. But no, I mean, think about it, though. If you're able to pick that stuff up and... but I think the biggest fear is, you know, when you start to find out that, you know, your loved one passed away 20 years ago and has a chunk of change, and all of a sudden some kid shows up and says, that was my dad. Not only have you destroyed a family, not only have you ruined a reputation, but now you're going to lose all your inheritance because someone claims that DNA strand is in, you know, that
you just can't get Charles Kuralt out of your mind.
I'm just saying it you know, I think it's not idiot proof yet, and there's always that awkward time when technology first comes out and the first generation is horrible. You got to wait for the third generation of tech, and I think we're in that when it comes to this DNA database stuff.
I mean, I can see some utility to a DNA database, but you know what? If anybody's going to be DNA tested and have their data stored, I think it ought to be convicted criminals, in particular convicted violent criminals. Agree or disagree? Because, well, and I'll tell you my logic, because they have a very, very high rate of recidivism, and the same thing with sexual offenders. And I mean violent sexual offenders or absolute positively pedophiles. I think, frankly, we should decriminalize, oh, this will catch hell, but we should decriminalize the 17-year-old who dates a 15-year-old or the 16-year-old who dates a 14-year-old. That has got to be put on a different level in the criminal justice system from a predatorial situation.
Well, first of all, we already do keep the DNA of most felons. It would depend on the state that you're
right,
in, but New
right.
York is one of them that definitely has that database, and they're running it through constantly. But then again, you always have, you know, the guy who works for a company for 30 years, like the BTK killer, never was on anyone's radar. The Vegas shooter, no one knew anything about him, and he's a bad guy.
So, Ken, are we ever going to put the genie back in the bottle when it comes to privacy, given the fact that everybody loves the internet and the time vampirism of Facebook and other sites?
I don't believe so unless everybody stands up together. And in point of fact about that particular issue, you mentioned the Facebook collecting of data and so forth, and over again we're seeing that they're taking more data than they've reported to Congress and this kind of thing. There's an app out there, and I don't know if you mind if I give the name of it, but it will scan all of your apps, and it will tell you exactly what information each app is taking from you in terms of data, and you will be shocked.
Wouldn't it be great if that app was the one that was taking all your information?
I was just going to say.
It's like, I've got an app that will tell you all the different apps that are taking your information.
What is
my app collects all your nude pictures.
Oh, I'll put my D-pick up online. I really don't care.
No, but seriously, think about that, though. What happens when, you know, I remember a situation in the Czech Republic where soldiers, we had a base in Germany, and soldiers were going to the Czech Republic, and they were getting a great deal as American GIs to go into these places, visit, you know, prostitutes and whatnot, and they were signing in another language an agreement that basically said that cameras could be used and that would be put on the internet. And they, in 2004, had no idea that their relations and what the things that they were, you know, consenting to do had to do with going. So the Army came in, the Department, State Department, everyone's like, what are you doing? You can't do this to these guys. They had no idea what was going on. But that's happening all the time in Europe. You know, we think the Constitution applies to us everywhere we go in the world.
Oh, no.
But there's a lot of things. If you end up in a foreign country and you know, there's a surveillance state everywhere in the globe, far more cameras. I mean, Chicago has 30,000, we just found this out, 30,000 cameras in downtown Chicago, and yet no one can find any of the people that are getting murdered in the streets.
And Ken, you were saying...
Yeah, I was asking for your permission to give the name of the app that exists.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What is the name of the app?
It's called Decentral, the word central, and the number one, Decentral One, and it was developed by John McAfee of McAfee Antivirus, and you put that and tap that app and open it up, scan all your apps, and let's say you then tap on Google and find out what Google is taking on you. They can make phone calls in your name. They can send texts in your name. They can locate where your kids are. Now, what if the bad guys get a hold of some of this location information? You know. God forbid, should they go locate somebody's kid because these apps have their information.
Well, that's one of the things I really believe is going to end up being the downfall of Facebook is this story that not a lot of people covered when it came out a few weeks ago, but that underage children, Facebook is going to claim that underage children gave consent to allow their camera and their text back and forth to be shared by these third-party apps. You know, it's all fun and games when it's an adult, but when you start talking about 13-year-old boys and girls that are without consent or unknowingly giving consent to have their cameras turned on, that's some creepy stuff. And John McAfee has done incredible stuff for internet security. Unfortunately, he went crazy.
I was going to say he's also done incredible things for the criminal justice system in Belize.
That's right. But you know, hey, maybe he knew too much and his brain snapped. But I'll tell you, the other thing that you're starting to see right now is that your routers that you put in your homes, they're actually putting the firewalls on the router itself. So no more is the internet coming restrained into your laptop or your device. They're filtering it right at its source, which hopefully eliminates IP address theft and everything else.
So I just did a search for D as in David, Central One, and I didn't get anything. I did get something for Central One. So do I need to put the letter D in, sir?
The way the app appears on my phone is a large letter D in a red box, word central underneath, and the one beside the word central.
What is that, Android or Apple?
That was Android.
Yeah,
I've got an Android. All right, I'll keep digging at it. Thanks very much for the call, sir.
Can I talk about yesterday, the vaccine stuff?
No, because we're moving on.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. Here is Rich in Fredonia on WBEN. Rich.
Hi, guys. I was calling because last night I was watching a program on the Golden State Killer, and evidently how they ended up finding him was they went through one of the 23andMe or the other genealogical DNA databases people pay money to see who their relatives were back when, whenever, and they said that it's kind of iffy legally if the police can or the FBI can access these databases to track down people. But they went ahead with it, obviously, with him, and it's a good thing they did because the guy was a monster. But I thought that was – I had no idea that's how they caught him until I watched the program last night.
Yeah, that was it. And I think it was 23andMe, and the other one was that Ancestry.com was super, you know, defensive about whether or not they allowed people to share that information. They want – folks to share information because they want records and they want folks to be able to say, hey, I did some research about the town in Italy that I'm from, and you're more than welcome to have that information as well. But 23andMe is trying to do it more with databases because they're looking at diseases and they're looking at different signatures that you could have for history of cancer and whatnot. And that appears to be what the Golden State guy, you know, ended up having his information shared on.
Yeah, they said that they were hoping to get like a first cousin or something that, you know, that they could narrow down a little more, but they showed on TV they actually tracked his DNA back to someone like 1820, and they had over 1,000 people that could have possibly, you know, shared that DNA or whatever, and they had to go person by person until they swabbed his handle on his truck, and they got something from there.
Isn't that something, just a handle on your truck? Hey, Rich, let me put you on hold, and we'll keep you over to the next segment. Yep, all right, appreciate that.
Stay with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. And I'm a little bit preoccupied today. If you can send me an email, tom@wben.com, tom@wben.com, I need a date in a bad way. Now, what I need is I'm trying to figure out the best meal service that I can use, because I don't have the time to cook. I don't have the time to go grocery shopping. I want the best meal service in Western New York that actually serves low sodium, low fat, healthy option food, because I want to start ordering it. And I know that there's a place that delivers it to Advanced Fitness in Williamsville, but I got to know what meal service is the best in Western New York. Why don't you please send me an email, tom@wben.com. I would be grateful, because I gotta get off the stick here, and I gotta get this done. Here is Rich again in Fredonia as we talk about policy. We talk about privacy issues. Continue, Rich.
Oh, okay. Well, it kind of ties in a little bit with the mugshot I was thinking on the break. Like I was saying before, this Golden State Killer, actually, before he was caught, his job was a police officer. And I'm not condemning all police officers, but this guy was policing a community in where he was arresting people, and their mugshots were being put up, and he was one of the sickest people in American history. And I have to think that there had to have been a handful of people at least that were publicly shamed because they were arrested by this individual. Their mugshots were put up, and, you know, who knows what the circumstances were? Who knows what was going through this guy's head?
I think it is un-American to release a mugshot of somebody who has simply been arrested and not convicted, and that includes that Lancaster principal from today.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. If you're a teacher or you're someone in the community, you have people that take joy in seeing you at your lowest moment sometime because you gave, you know, Jill or Johnny an F or whatever. And it's, you know, who knows what's going to happen with the due process and everything in court. But in the meantime, a lot of people, they see your mugshot, they don't really read it, or they don't follow up on it.
Or they don't have an idea that the presumption of innocence is always on the side of the accused, and that it is the burden of the state to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt in criminal situations.
Yeah.
But that principal that was arrested for DWI is as innocent right now as the baby unborn, and we got to keep that in mind, and we got to stop giving out mugshots.
Absolutely. I agree.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
Take it easy. Yep. Bye.
Now, David, how about, you know, we should talk about DNA and the illegal alien situation, the illegal invasion of America, which I think we all know is absolutely a fraud. It is a construct made up by the great phony President Donald Trump. Well, we'll get into that after five, I think.
And just a breaking news update, the brothers, the Nigerian brothers in the Jussie Smollett case, have been spotted outside of a courthouse in Chicago, and that signs that the grand jury is underway. So you can expect a result in the grand jury. And that could mean the possible warrant and the possible arrest on felony counts for Jussie Smollett and
good.
The fake hoax.
Good. And those guys are built like brick. Mm.
Well, you'd want to rehearse that, right? They'd break your neck. You'd want to go over it a few times, is all I'm saying. If you're going to give stage an attack with two guys who can bench press Rhode Island, you might want to go through the motions a couple times before they actually kick your ass.
Wyoming. Exactly. Rhode Island and Wyoming. Those guys are built. All right, we got a break on News Radio 930 WBEN. That sounded only slightly homoerotic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.